Hey, are we on? Guess we're on. Find out in a minute. Hi, everybody. This is Frank with Iron Age News. Again, the 27th of October. Hopefully you're baffling your minds on that other Donald Trump question. But in the meantime, I'd like to do a hats off, thumb up the ass to Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin. Piece of shit that he is. It got past me because it was snuck in between another article very cleverly a number of months ago. And you see, if you see the cleverness of this, I'll pull up and once again, I'll enclose a couple of articles. You can find the rest yourself because you're all smart people. This came out, hold on a second, because it was junk mail, it's election season. This was dated March 7th. Of 2022. Okay, March 7th. This is going back a while. Now you have the timeline. When did we talk about Joe Biden and the strategic fuel reserve and things of that nature? When we knew things were going to happen and where they were going to happen. All right. This is a very interesting short article. The U.S. Navy has decided to, and I'll just read the first part because this is why he's also a piece of shit. I'm sorry. He is a piece of shit. Today, U.S. Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin announced the closure of the Red Hill Fuel Storage Depot in Hawaii, which is the world's, with capital W, largest underground fuel and ship bunker facility. That's right. Unlike any other facility in the United States, Red Hill can store up to 250 million with an M, gallons of fuel, and it is now defunct as of March. Lloyd was able to pull this off because at the same time, people over near Hickam Field had been experiencing issues with water quality, getting headaches, diarrhea, and that has been attributed to avgas, aviation fuel, somehow got into the water system. So the articles at the time were, they're closing down this, closing down that, sealing off pipes and things like that. Those of you who are aware, aviation fuel and the fuel used to power naval warships are two entirely different things. They aren't stored in the same pipe. They aren't usually stored in the same facility because aviation gas will blow the hell up real quick. It was given the cover, this gave them the cover to do this. If they had done this and somebody had realized right away what was happening, which I'm sure people did, I didn't see it in, maybe it was the Navy Times, I don't know. I don't follow all the trade papers. I know it wasn't in the Navy things that I get. But in one stroke of the pen, Lloyd Austin, piece of shit, has decided that we will not be able to engage in surface warfare in the Pacific. That's what that has done. And you say, how is that? Well, because his follow-up, Hawaii is where you launch everything into the Pacific, okay? In the old days, it was there and Midway and things like that and forward. Philippines. Philippines allowed you to patrol more readily, I think was the idea. So now, Lloyd decides he's going to bring oil tankers from the mainland because that's not dangerous in wartime, right? You can pretty much throttle Hong Kong. You pretty much throttle Hawaii with a couple submarines at this point under the new leadership of the Secretary of Defense. So they're going to bring tankers out every time they need to fuel up these warships, which, God, that won't cost anything, right? This facility has been bought and paid for them since the 40s, and it has no leaks. That was an excuse based on a different story. So now all the surface ships, except for the warships, and then even then, not all the warships are nuclear. People say, well, the Navy's nuclear. No, the Nimitz is nuclear. The submarines, part of the submarine force is nuclear. There's a couple other things kicking around out there that are also nuclear. But you still have a good amount of the surface fleet is riding on bunker fuel, which we no longer have 12.5 million gallons per tank out of the 250 million gallons to fuel with. So it's a very big debacle, and one that somebody has definitely calculated to make it an entirely different war in the Pacific. People like myself and some others have been arguing that there is not enough for the merchant marine to handle in any type of real seaborne operation. So that sort of kicks the Marine Corps out of the island hopping, not that you island hop anymore. But the fact is, if you had to have an option to move Marines to occupy the area, or naval personnel, or God forbid the Air Force, the container ships, the tankers, the things like that, that are needed to move all that logistical stuff are few and far between. Even like Maersk Line, which is sort of flagged over to the Navy in wartime. I think I talked about that in a video before. They also do not have adequate tonnage for us to use. Figure you're going to lose a ship or two somewhere. If we were really going to be fighting in the Pacific, it's a submarine war in general. You just want to control the sea lanes. So ASW, anti-submarine warfare, is conducted from the surface. If you don't have the ships that can conduct the ASW, then you might as well pack it in, because you need tankers to fuel them. You need container ships to have all the cigarettes and the porno films and stuff like that, that all of our, you know, fighting guys and gals need to keep themselves on edge. Shit like that, which we didn't have. Now you won't have fuel either. The nearest ports from there, I believe, and we'll check, and I know it's not owned by the Navy anymore, would be Subic Bay. And that's in the Philippines, which is not that close. Also, it's owned by the Philippines, and it's no longer Navy property. So if you're going in there and they decide they want to charge an extra $700 a gallon for bunker fuel, you're going to have to pay it. So the costs all just went up. And I'm sure Lloyd knew that, because he holds stock in various companies. Some of them are defense contractors, but I'm sure we could find some oil or energy companies in there that he's gotten his little mitts on since he's been in office. And that being a traitor, pretty much. You're effectively jeopardizing the lives of every sailor in the U.S. Navy Pacific Fleet by doing this. So somebody knows that, and somebody's allowing it to happen. Where is Congress when all this is going on? Congress, even though he says we're shutting it down, Congress should be in there saying, what the fuck are you doing? You're exceeding your authority. He's going to say, well, I have the authority to shut down any base whenever possible. They're going to say, you've exceeded your authority. You're in danger of the United States. This is actually it's an actionable offense. You're still in the military, asshole, by the way, because he was able to keep his general's rank. So when he gets kicked out of this job, he can go back to being a general, collect another star, stay 3 years, and get out on that, right? No, in my mind, he should be out now. They should remove that. Or if he is, he should be treated as military. Any commander who's jeopardizing the command, national security, court-martial. Doesn't mean we get to hang you anymore. It just means that they can fuck him up and take his pay away from him. Take his benefits package away, it'd be like shooting him in the kneecaps. Take his benefits package away and blackball him. That's what has to be done. There is no reason, when there is no environmental issue from this facility, there is no reason to do what has been done. It is a death blow to the Pacific Fleet. And I know everybody wants to spend their money fighting in Ukraine because it's cool and the girls look better, but that's not the point. You know, there are thousands of sailors out there in the Pacific at this moment. And they're like, you say, well, they can't run out of fuel. They know where they're going. What if there's an issue? What if there's an emergency situation? You think they're just going to put a rope onto the, you know, throw me the tow rope from your water skis and I'll pull your 2 million ton ship behind me? It's not done that way. And this should be something that is, if you're not already outraged at Joe Biden and his sycophants, this would be enough. I don't know why Congress doesn't launch an investigation. You know, really, they should. And they're showing pictures of the guys inside the bunker. If any damage is being done as we speak, or if he decides to demolish it, if they push a rush order to demolish this thing, then you know that the fucking jig is up, right? That they know there's stuff going on and they're paying off their, whoever's paying them off they're paying them back by crippling America's defense posture in the Pacific for the next, fuck, it'll take 20 years to rebuild this thing. On a good day. I don't think they could rebuild it because it's in Hawaii. And I think they're relying on that to deal with the Hawaiians, which are all Democrat socialists in general, to go in there and stop any future construction along these lines. So there you have it. Little off today, guys. I'm sorry. It's allergy season or whatever the hell it is. Maybe it's my quality coffee from My La Cubanita Cuban Cafe, but I don't think so. It's just the cup. But the pork is pretty good. So on that note, if I can find out where this thing is, there it is. I bid you adieu. Have a good day.